Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago. Friday, November 12th, 6:41 a.m. It was dark and dreary. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant, I was thinking about you the other day because November 10th was the 246th birthday of your Marine Corps.
The Marine Corps, yes. Yes, thank you. It was,
you good, proudly
big
served.
Part of my life,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you continue to serve and protect almost 28 years.
That's right. And can I welcome all the young kids who are off school today, woke up, saw snow, got all excited because they're going to get a shot.
Right. So, you know what?
It's not as bad as waking up and listening to Bob in the morning, kids.
Pretty soon we'll hear about these snow days. I mean, and now you get off, school's canceled, you get a couple of snowflakes, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, back when we were going to school, you know, if 26, 27, 28 inches came down, maybe then they'd think about closing up the city school.
I didn't get a ride to school either. I remember 1979 walking with snow banks 2 feet, 10 feet high.
Sure, yeah.
Walking to school 8 blocks.
All right, well, let's talk about what you got for breakfast here this morning.
I went way out into Downers Grove this week and went out there, which, by the way, I was looking up Downers Grove. It's actually named after a guy named Downer, but there's no apostrophe. They've been apostrophe free since 73.
Downer Grove, we should call it.
But I went out there and I stopped for breakfast at a place called Honey Jam Cafe at 3000 Oak Grove Road in Downers Grove. And It's a really nice, let me just say the outside, it's a very nice looking building, big rock face, and it's got a great dining room, which right away, I swear, when I walked in, I thought the first thing I thought of, what a great place for a remote broadcast for the Bob Surratt Show.
Yeah. So they have a lot of room in there?
A lot of room, a lot of, you know, fireplace. And
nice.
Very nice, very nice, homey place. And So I tried a lot of the breakfast stuff, the corned beef hash, which was very good. It didn't come out of a can. You can always tell when you go to these corned beef hash places if they're not actually making it in the back. You can tell
when that's on the menu at a place. You know it's old school,
right? Something you want to try, and mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they had great corned beef hash. They had great biscuits, and they make their own. Honey butter and jam. I think they make their own honey butter. They do make their own jam, different berry flavored jams, and homemade right there. And so they're really good warm biscuits with, you know.
Well, biscuits, I mean, there you separate the men from the boys as far as restaurants. A great biscuit is hard to find, a really great one.
Yeah, and these were very good. And, you know, they're warm when you get them. And like I said, homemade berry jam, and they had pumpkin pancakes and waffles, and they're like these pumpkin pancakes with cinnamon and nutmeg and pecans. You can get them in combination with a lot of other stuff too, but you know, you can get I had a little bit of the pancakes, but the waffles you can get like full on with the whipped cream and stuff, and I didn't
well,
do that.
If we do a remote there, we're going to be kind of sleepy after eating all this. That sounds great.
Yeah, and so they're open from lunch. They also have they're open from 6:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon. They have a great spicy chicken sandwich too, and some colorful mimosas if you want to try something new. But you know, it was a very nice, comfortable breakfast place. They got a nice patio out, or tent dining, and the inside is very nice. So, I mean, even on cold weekends such as this, it's It's a great place to go for a nice breakfast.
And you said they have the hot chicken, like the Nashville chicken?
Right, the spicy chicken sandwich.
That's popular right now. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I always like a good spicy chicken sandwich, you know.
You've been spending a little time in Tennessee, so is this one authentic?
I thought it was very good. Actually, to be perfectly honest, there are some things that are better in Chicago than they are in Tennessee. The Nashville chicken sandwich, I have to say, is better in Chicago. You know,
high praise from the lieutenant for Honey Jam Cafe in Downers Grove, 3000 Oak Grove Road.
Yeah, it's in like a mall there, so it's, you know.
A lot of the best places are in strip malls.
Yeah, well, it's separated. You know, it's one of those big malls, so it's like off on its own building and everything. So it's that's getting to be a big thing out in the suburbs, I think, these huge malls. And then they have different restaurants out along the perimeter to get you in there, I guess.
And often quite good. WGN. Let's get to the main course, Lieutenant.
Yeah, this one was a lot of fun, I have to say. I went to the Low Carb Kitchen at 5129 Belmont Road in Downers Grove, Illinois. I was out in Downers Grove because I have a doctor out there because I have what doctors might call a little bit of a weight problem. And so I go see a doctor out there. And the Low Carb Kitchen is right there, and I talked to Shannon, one of the owners, and she started cooking keto food for herself, and then her friends heard she was doing it, and they got her to do it for them, and it sort of spiraled into a whole business, and they do basically a subscription service. This is not an eat-in place. You can order between Thursday and Monday, you can order your meals. You can order one meal or all your meals for the week. It's all low carb. Some of it's gluten-free. And it's a whole kind of a diet thing. They all come in these little trays, and you can heat them up. And if you buy a whole week's worth, some of them have to be frozen, so they last.
But I'm looking at the tray you brought in of what looks like terrific sweets.
Yeah, so this is dessert I brought in. So she makes this parfait and keto chocolate chip cookies. And her take on the Reese's peanut butter cups over there and cheesecake, all low carb.
How does it taste is the question.
It tastes unbelievably good. I really love the chocolate chip cookies. And the parfait was great. I have not tried the Reese's cups yet, but the cheesecake was great too. Which, by the way, I picked this up yesterday. So I think even low carb you can overdo. But I also tried, she makes this turkey dinner with White Castle stuffing. It's sort of
famous.
Her take on White Castle stuffing, but it's all low carb, so no flour and stuff. And it tasted really good. I really enjoyed it. And she also makes these pot pies that I had last night. It's hard to believe that I had both of those in the last 24 hours, but I had the pot pie.
Well, it's for 3 o'clock. Research.
Yeah.
It's for our feature here on Fridays. What was I going to say? They only deliver, correct?
Well, you can pick up or they deliver. There's an extra charge for delivering, but she said that they deliver down into Chicago too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go on their site, Low Carb Kitchen, you can find out they have different meal plans. So you can order seven dinners, or you can, like I said, one dinner a day, or you can order sweets and stuff like that. But it was really good. And if you're trying to lose weight, I mean, as we come into Thanksgiving, okay, we're all going to go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And so then a week after Thanksgiving was a great time to sit there and go, okay, I have to reset because Christmas is coming and I need at least a few weeks of, normal things. One of the things we were talking about is, because anytime I'm on a low-carb diet, I drop weight like it's nothing. And then after a while, I screw it up and get right back on that bad bandwagon and I put all the weight back on.
Like everybody else.
But the one thing is I never give up. You know, I'm 53 years old. I've never stopped trying to lose weight.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Well, just don't tell your doctor next time you're in Downers Grove that you stopped first at the Honey Jam Cafe. By the way, we found out that the Honey Jam is also in Naperville and Bolingbrook and Arlington Heights.
Right.
Well. All right. Well, this sounds like a great place, the Low Carb Kitchen on Belmont Road in Downers Grove. We'll get the news on here at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Let's get some restaurant news first, Lieutenant.
Well, there's a new deli opening up. Helfeld's Deli
You never have enough delis.
Don't have enough delis.
Yep.
A father and daughter. By the way, if Low Carb Kitchen wants to come up with a way to make low carb matzo ball soup, please call me. Let me know, because I really love matzo ball soup.
And Heifeld's Deli, you said?
Helfeld. I think it's Helfeld.
Helfeld. Okay, yeah. Got it.
And it's they're opening up in the next couple weeks at 1750 North West North Avenue in Wicker Park. So that's great, because we used to have a bunch of, and this is an Ashkenazi Jewish deli. I don't know what that means.
Well,
but
I remember Ashkenaz's, the famous deli. Yeah.
But so they're going to have all the deli classics, you know, the matzo ball soup, the corned beef sandwich and stuff. And
we'll look for them.
And their take on a
1750
movie.
West North Avenue, like that. I know you're interested in this Wrigleyville event. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, I used to be assigned to the 19th District, and this isn't really about food, but the 12 Bars of Christmas is back. It's a famous bar crawl returning to Wrigleyville. And so you can go on to the event site, the TBOX website. You can buy tickets to go to all the 12 bars. But I have to say, this is on December 11th. Even if you don't go on the bar crawl, Wrigleyville is such a fun place to be around Christmas time, and when you have a bunch of crowds of people happily walking around half in the bag, it's a lot of fun. And the Christmas Village is going to be right next to Wrigley Field this year. Great place to go down to Wrigleyville.
Yeah, it's very festive. I know Control Room Joe will want to go.
Right. Speaking of Control Room Joe, if you know, it's going to be a cold weekend, snow's coming. It's going to be squalls today. If we reviewed a place called Cobblestone up on Lincoln Avenue in Lincoln Square, if you go there, you can order the Control Room Joe drink, which is coffee and Kahlua and a bunch of us. They named it after Control Room Joe.
Wow. Yeah. That's impressive.
We'll see you there at 9 a.m.
or before. All right, Lieutenant, we'll see you next Friday. Thank you.
Hey, let's be careful out here.
WGN. 7:40, Bob Surratt, Jack of all trades, master of none, opening up the mailbox.
Well, I'm going to write a little letter, I'm going to mail it to my local DJ.
Lots of listener feedback, as always, about Lieutenant David Haynes and our Friday food feature. Good morning, Bob. Please forward this message to the lieutenant. Thank you for suggesting the Guatemalan restaurant on Kedzie and Argyle. The food was delicious. All right, he's always happy to get that kind of feedback.